Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Van Haven bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. We're talking about, and by the way, chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Gotwords.com. Jeff's one of the best wordsmiths in the planet. If you need help putting your words forward better, he can help you. Hey, Jeff, we're talking about making sure that we identify, we write down, we put up on the wall in big letters things that worked last year that we can improve on and extend. We'll almost certainly have to make adjustments to even those. Things that didn't work, including things that maybe were treasures, maybe were legacy things that all of a sudden last year they just stopped working. Let's make sure we don't fall in love with those anymore. Get rid of those. But you know, a lot of times people this time of year are thinking about New Year's resolutions, and I'm thinking, never mind the resolutions. Get the flip chart out. Start writing these things down. But bring your team in, even if it's just one person. Even if it's just your accountant or whoever, get somebody around you and have a gathering and have more than one. And maybe one day it's only the things today we're going to talk about. We're only going to talk about what didn't work. Tomorrow we're going to talk about what did work. Maybe those two should be different discussions. You know what I mean? So we have a different attitude, different energy. Today we're going to be hard. Hard-nosed, and we're probably going to throw some of our babies out, you know. Tomorrow we're going to be a little more positive, a little more forward-thinking. Maybe we need to have that two different days. I'm just thinking that kind of a process rather than I never understood resolutions for a business. I never understood that.
It's tough. I mean, you could call a resolution by another name. You could call it your 1-3-5-year plan. You know, things you want to do, where you want to grow, where you want to be, new markets you want to tackle. It's a resolution of another name. You know, resolutions get a bad name, and almost rightly so, as a New Year's on a personal level, because I resolve to exercise more. I resolve to lose weight. I resolve to do this or that. Well, you know what? It's hard to do. It has to be a lifestyle change, and it's hard to implement and keep those, especially without
I've never been good at it.
I've never been into resolutions because they're tough to keep, and they're often just unreasonable as a lifestyle choice. But to your point, if you bring your team on board as a home officer, I wrote in my first book, Home Office Know How, that as a home officer, bring your spouse or your partner in and say, hey, these are things I want to get done in 2019. This is the list. This is three, you know, and keep it reasonable. Don't come out with a list of 25 things I want to get done. Right. Or if you do, keep that list in your pocket and take out the first
You might start out with 25, but then what you do is you go through and say, okay, which one of these 25 could take us down in the first day when you're doing the negative thing? Which one of these five could take us down the quickest? Let's focus on those five. And then the next day, which one of these five could put us on a rocket ship the quickest? And focus on those.
Right.
I mean, it's okay to have multiple things on the board. In fact, the ideation people that I talk to on the show, Jeff, say that there are no stupid responses. There are no bad suggestions. Right. Put them all up there.
Right.
But just mark them off at the appropriate time.
Well, just don't confound yourself. It's easy, and I'm a list maker. I mean, I've written how in the past, and I've come to when I pitched ideas for new columns to potential editors. You know, with something like this, you don't come in and say, here's an idea I have for a column, and here's a story idea. Come with them in 25 story ideas. You've already put some legs behind. Say, this will work because I'm coming to you with 25 ideas. So I'm a big believer in long lists. Just don't let them confound you. So like you're saying, tackle the first five, whether they're the weaknesses or threats or whether they're the strengths and opportunities, tackle them first. In a sequential order, an obvious order, and get through them, and then move on. Don't move on to the point that you've forgotten what you've done. You know, make them. I forgot who it was.
That's the other thing. Whenever you establish what you're going to kill or what you're going to promote, you have to come up with a plan for doing that. Okay, if this thing isn't working, How do we absolutely, positively rip it out by the roots and grind it up in the shredder? How do we make sure this doesn't come back, no vestiges of this? And because I'll tell you that's the astonishing part to me, Jeff. Right. That's what I've been. Right. I thought we've gotten rid of stuff before, and I swear here it is June, and I run right into it. And I think, where did this come from? Well, we just don't stop. It's astonishing.
Rearing its ugly
even
head.
In a small business. It happens.
Right.
You got to declare war on the things. If they're not working, you got to declare war on them.
Put them out. But don't put your blinders on to the sense. You got to be on the lookout for them because they will try and rear their ugly heads again.
Absolutely.
So
hey,
if Jeffrey, their habits, they're hard to break.
It's always a pleasure. Let's have a good 2019 together. What do you think?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jim.
Give us those websites again.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
What about that social media thing?
Social media, Road Trip Mojo. Check it out.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, good job. Thank you. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Here's Jerry in the Pacemakers.
Thanks. Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.